This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Friday, November 12th, 2021, and it's been a while since I've done a podcast or a live broadcast. Most of you know I've been on the road for the last 2 months as part of the Activation Tour, and it was a beautiful experience. I've done some videos talking about that. Tonight I really just want to share some thoughts and concerns and ideas and I guess revelations and things that I've come across after traveling the United States for 2 months and visiting the Northwest, California, Florida, up to Brooklyn, and now back here in Mexico and continuing on. I feel like there's some lessons and some things that have been learned along the way that are worth sharing to you guys. So thank you for being here tonight. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, I encourage you to watch at dlive.tv/consciousresistance. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, I also encourage you to check out float.app/consciousresistance. These are other places where you can check us out. So I will be covering a few news items tonight, but I really don't want to talk about the news. I really want to talk about ideas more. I might even turn off my camera and just talk to you with just my voice. Because for those of you who know, I stopped doing the Conscious Resistance podcast a couple months back for anybody who's paying attention, because I just personally can't keep talking about the news. I do journalism in the form of documentaries, my Pyramid of Power documentary series. Thank you to everybody who's watched it, thepyramidofpower.net. I write articles for The Last American Vagabond, but I'm kind of just over talking about the news every single day. I'm tired of hearing the COVID debates. I'm tired of hearing all that stuff. Not to say that that's not important to continue to wake people up or whatever, but I'm more focused on solutions in my life than ever. That's why we're doing the Greater Reset. That's why we're doing the Freedom Cell Network, the Activation Tour, the Exit and Build Summit that I spoke in Texas last week at, and so many other projects. So tonight's broadcast is just going to be about these ideas. The video is titled, Is a Mass Awakening Happening in 2021? For those of you who understand what we're facing as a community, there's a lot of different concerns going on right now. And I know that everybody is at different places in their lives. Honestly, I don't think many of you are prepared for what's coming and what's happening right in front of you. I think many of you are still too comfortable and probably choosing not to act. Thankfully, there are those of you who are acting, many of you that I've met on the road at the Activation Tour, who are taking steps in their lives to really change things, right? Because so many of you out there, you know the problems, you debate the problems, you talk about it, but you're not doing anything about it. And that is where the conspiracy, truth, or freedom movements have been for a long time. I think probably since the 50s or even before, when it was just people sharing videos or newsletters, you know, early days, just newsletters and small meetings of weird people, right? Now it's grown to millions and hundreds of millions of people questioning the government, questioning the narratives around them, quote unquote, conspiracy theories, right? And so a lot of people know the problems. There's documentaries out there from myself and from people way before me, going back to the beginning of the internet and to before the internet, talking about these ideas. I'm pretty much just at this point helping people understand that knowing things are bad is no longer enough, if it ever was enough, guys, because you can know things are bad and you can still walk right into their vision. What is their vision? Who are they? The predator class. Their vision, they call it the Great Reset, Agenda 2030. It's a technocratic state. This is what I wrote about in my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, which I published January 31st, 2020. And that is my effort to try to get people to think about this message, to think about what's coming, to see what we're facing, and what are you willing to do to survive and thrive through it? How many people are really going to make it through some of the difficult times? And I'm going to show you some of the news. We will cover a couple of news articles. But how many people are really going to make it through these difficult times? At the end of the day, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people who are awake and questioning things are still going to end up complying in different ways because they're not prepared. They're not solutions focused. They're worried that they think lawsuits are going to save them. They think that The presidential race is going to save them. Trump's going to come back and save the day or whatever BS it is. Or they think that some sort of common law, sovereign thing, filing paperwork makes you free of the system. I'm seeing all these different solutions put forward, and do whatever you feel like. But for me personally, it feels like we're in a time-sensitive situation. And I personally believe right now is the time to focus on what solutions, what actions are going to get you the most impact in your community and in your life. And for me, that is making sure I'm free of the banking system so they can't lock me out later. I haven't used the bank since 2008. Making sure that I'm not dependent on the grocery store system, or that I have some sort of connection to local markets or farmers or growing my own food or connected to community that is. Making sure that my kids or my families aren't dependent on their educational systems, right? This is where I'm at now, is we need to get out of these systems. I mean, I know that there are other people who maybe are still holding onto their lifestyle and thinking that you're going to be able to maintain it. You will be able to maintain your lifestyle and the things that you live if you are, for one, free from those systems. But if you're not, if you have a job or a bank account or a 401k or a social security check or a veterans check you're dependent on, you're still dependent on these systems in different ways. And there's going to be a moment where you will have to make a choice. Do you comply because you need to keep working because you got to put food on the table or feed your family or take care of your kids? Or do you find ways outside of those systems? I don't know where, you know, obviously people are coming from all over the world, different situations, different places. But this is a reality that's happening all over the world right now in different spots. Even in parts of Mexico where I'm at, there are parts of Mexico that are trying to push this this narrative and these ideas. So the tour was a really beautiful experience to just connect with so many like-minded people. For those of you who follow my Telegram channel, you can see the links of all the video, all the pictures, or on my Facebook page, Derek Bros, and at activationtour.org. We're just so blessed to connect with so many people all around the country who are just like you guys, who are concerned about the direction the world is going and are looking for solutions. I hope if you're hearing this broadcast somehow, whether tonight, live, or later, you're looking for solutions. And if you're just watching the channels, oh, what's Mark Passio up to? What's James Corbett up to? What's Last American Vagabond up to? What's Truth Stream Media up to? Okay, what's Alex Jones up to? What's Catherine Austin Fitz up to? What's Foster Gamble up to? What's this person? You just consume this alternative media, this conspiracy truth movement, like it's the Netflix, and I get it. It's entertaining. It's informative, whatever. But really, guys, it's time to get active. It's time to get organized. If you're going to stay in the cities, you need to think about how you're going to stay free in the face of this smart city technocratic future. I don't know how many other ways to kind of put this out there. I've written in a book, did videos all last year since the beginning of COVID, telling you guys that this sort of stuff was coming. And here we are now. Let's take a look at just one or two of the stories here. Let me see. Let's go here. COVID-19, Austrian lockdown for unvaccinated, probably inevitable, says the chancellor. Oh, that's a great development. That's happening in Austria. So now it's not just, you know, you're getting denied certain restaurants and stuff, but no, we're going to lock down the country again, but only the people who are not receiving the injections. Austria is set to introduce a lockdown for millions of people who are not fully vaccinated after record infections were recorded. So Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg said a national lockdown for the unvaccinated was probably inevitable, and that 2/3 of the population should not suffer because others were hesitant. And let's go to this other one I found here, talking about vaccine. Hold on. There's another one right here. This is India. India says no groceries or fuel for those who are not vaccinated in one part of the country. And guys, this is something that I was talking about while we were on the tour. Like, as I'm traveling around the United States, we're talking about the different examples that are taking place in the United States. And it's literally happening. We were traveling September and October. And as we're traveling and warning people, hey guys, in Brooklyn, you can't go inside anywhere, you know, without the proof of vaccination. In San Francisco, and as we're traveling, it's starting to happen more and more. And even in places like Kentucky, a place that's seen as conservative, et cetera, there are people who are already dealing with this. We talked to a woman who was having to see her doctor for her child, who she believed had strep throat, in the alleyway behind the office because the doctor refused to see them because they didn't get the jab. They didn't have the shot. So even in a place like that, you know, conservative Kentucky here in the United States, where people wouldn't expect or think these kinds of things are going to take place, they are indeed happening. And I mean, that's the reason I did this tour. That's the reason Miriam and I just spent 2 months away from home. We just got back to Mexico Wednesday. We left August 30th and got back November 10th. So we spent more than 2 months away from home, traveling, doing 30 different talks around the United States to try to get people thinking about these ideas. And it's important. If you, whether you like my ideas or not, it's important for you to get active and organized in your communities, guys, because now what's the next stage? They're going after the children, right? They're going after the children and they're starting to give the jabs to kids. For those of you who follow my regular reporting, you probably saw this video I put out just about a week ago showing that in Houston, they started to give the jabs to kids 5 to 11 years old. And you can watch this video. You can see the reports. I posted some pictures as well. This is a young man being given the COVID shot in one arm. And then next, the next thing after that, they give him the flu shot in the other arm at the same time, right? And so I was able to question this man here, Dr. David Peirce, Houston Health Authority is his title, about the fact that the kids have no risk, extremely low risk to, you know, barely any risk at all of whatever COVID-19 is. And even if you trust their numbers, which I don't, but if you go by their numbers, which he cited, only 600 kids have allegedly died of COVID, maybe from COVID, with COVID, we don't know, right? There's all those other discrepancies. But even if we just take them at their numbers, 600 kids out of the entire country is less than 1%. And he's sitting there telling people to get the jabs. And I questioned him and challenged him on that and some other things. I encourage you to go look at that report. But that's happening now. That's the next phase, guys, is they're starting to give the jabs to the kids. And some parents have been terrified and propagandized, and they're lining up to do it. Thankfully, here in Houston, there was only a handful of families, I would say less than 10, that were there for that purpose. And just to kind of show you another perspective, here in Mexico, the health minister recently put out a statement, his second statement, he said this several times recently, saying that the vaccinations, the shots are not beneficial for children. Health Minister Jorge Alcocer has once again claimed that COVID shots could inhibit the development of a child's immune systems. He says, quote, children have a wonderful immune system compared to the later phases of their life. And he said that hindering the learning of the child's immune system would be with a completely inorganic structure, such as a vaccine, is not the right thing to do. And so he's spoken up in the past and been vocal about this. This is, so those of you who know Mexican politics, AMLO, the president, he's also spoken about, you know, kind of pushing back on the measures and, you know, whatever. It's a politician's words, right? We'll see how much it matters. But for the moment, they're speaking up and saying they're not going to let people give the kids the jabs. Unfortunately, I did see in some cases there were parents actually trying to get the right to give their kids the jab because they're like, well, healthcare is a human right. We should be able to get the shots. Our stupid government won't let us get it. But anyways, these things are happening, guys. This is the next phase, the next stage of where it's at now. And so as I'm traveling the country and talking to people about this, people in India and other parts of the world are being denied access to grocery stores in France. People are being denied access, in some cases, to cell phone service in Pakistan. It's happening in different pockets of the world. People flooded out of Canada in the last couple weeks and have come down to Mexico because they're now being required to have the jab just to travel domestically, to take a bus, to take a flight. And it's insane, right? So I know some of you might get triggered by it, especially you really super patriotic, whatever you want to call it, Americans, but they can't stand the idea that people are leaving to come to Mexico. But whether you want to accept it or not, there is a flood of people leaving the US, Canada, Europe, and Australia to come to Mexico because Mexico is one of only three countries you can come to without a shot, a quarantine, or a test. Now, if you want to fly home, that's something different. But as far as coming into Mexico, there's none of those requirements, and I don't see that changing for some time. And we're going to talk more about Mexico in just a moment. I'm actually doing a webinar coming up. I'll tell you guys about that. But I want you to understand what's happening, guys. People are waking up to they're seeing the writing on the wall. If you're just sitting there living your life, my friend, and you're going about it, you keep going to work, you listen to the podcast, and you're like, oh my God, it's getting scary out there. It's coming sooner or later. They're going to mandate it for my kids. Sooner or later, my boss is going to tell me I can't come back to work. If you're in that position and you're literally doing nothing, you're just going through the motions, having beers with your friends on the weekend, going partying, going to the movies, and just acting like this isn't happening, you are failing yourself and your family and the future. Take that how you want. I'm just saying, if you can see what's happening right now, which I would say there's no better term than evil. If you can see what's happening and you're choosing not to act, I don't know what it's going to take, guys. I don't know what it's going to take. But for me, I'm thinking about the seven generations and beyond, my potential children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren and on, my nieces and nephews who are 12 and under, and all the future generations that might spring forth from them, people I will never meet. And I know that they are 100% dependent on you and on me to act in the face of this tyranny that's happening around the world. So either we get our shit together and we decide to, well, you know what? It's going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to be a little scary. I might have to learn a new skill. I might actually have to change my job. I might have to move to stay safe if my family, you know, if I want to be safe into the future. If you're willing to push past those fears, those doubts, and that discomfort, you might actually survive what's coming. If you're afraid of discomfort, if you're afraid of change, if you're afraid of being adaptable, if you're paralyzed right now, my friends, and you are not acting, I want to encourage you to really start thinking about this. And it starts small, right? Start thinking about the ways that you are dependent on these systems. Is all your data owned by Google right now? Do you have a Gmail? Do you have everything Google? You know, you got an Android phone with Google in there. Start thinking about getting the heck off Google. Stop using your search engine. Get away from Gmail. Stop using Android phones. Look up privacy phones. That's technology, right? Okay, you're worried about being dependent on the grocery store. You're noticing the inflation going up. You're hearing this thing about supply chain disruption. So take a little bit of time this weekend. Today's Friday. If you got time this weekend, take some time away from just sitting around watching football or whatever it is you're doing or whatever other important things you might be doing and do some research on the local farms in your area. Look up the community supported agriculture. Look up food shares in your area. Look up local neighborhood gardens, community gardens. See if there's a local freedom cell and if anybody else in your community wants to start a backyard garden or collaborate on something like that together. Start taking steps because otherwise you're going to continue to just be dependent on these systems. And sooner or later, the shit is going to hit the fan, which honestly, this is one of the things I've been saying on tour that honestly, the shit has already hit the fan. In case you haven't noticed or smelt it yet, it's hit the fan. It's flying around. It's smacking you in the face. And some of us are saying, guys, it stinks in here. Do y'all see what's happening? Others are sitting there just trying to act like it's not happening. The reality is it is happening. But if you feel like it hasn't hit the fan yet, you know, there's still time to organize. We're not being dragged out of our homes and things like that, thankfully. But they're talking about lockdowns for the unvaccinated. That's pretty crazy. If that happens other countries, that's not freedom. In Australia, people have been locked down for months on end. New Zealand and elsewhere, right? This is not normal. That's another thing I was sharing with people, reminding people on the tour. Remember, last year they said the new normal, the new normal. That was their mantra they were trying to cram into our brains. This is not normal. It's not normal to see kids being jabbed with experimental shots. It's not normal to see kids being forced to wear masks. It's not normal to see talk of no-fly lists for the unvaccinated or pandemics, you know, lockdowns for the unvaccinated. None of this is normal. And we should not allow ourselves to be deceived into believing that this is normal, okay? That's what they want you to believe. Reject the new normal at all costs, my friends. I want to show you one more, I think, important story, a developing story, and then I'm going to talk to you more about Megxit and what we're doing here. And then I will take some questions. I see some questions. So, okay, let's go check out this other link here. This is, I don't know if you guys saw this story in the last couple days. There's actually some debate happening within the NIH, which is, of course, headed by Anthony Fauci. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Vaccine mandate debate makes it to federal agency where Fauci works. So again, there's not a whistleblower, but one of the top NIH scientists that works along with Fauci has actually started to speak up. He's a senior researcher, and they're scheduling a debate on the ethics of vaccine mandates on December 1st. That's going to be live streamed, and people can watch, and the public will be able to watch and supposedly ask questions. I'm surprised. I mean, at this point, I don't think they could ignore this, that you have a senior researcher within the NIH now starting to speak up and say people are afraid to question Fauci. And people have been saying this for a while, that there are so many people, their research is dependent on Fauci and the NIH and NIH, that they don't want to be seen as questioning the narrative or pushing against his recommendations. Finally, somebody within the NIH, somebody who's like actually a colleague of Fauci, is speaking up and saying that the way they're rolling out the shots is not safe and that they don't need to give it to kids and that the idea of mandates is dangerous and pretty much just countering the whole narrative. And yeah, it's making the news, the mainstream, in the sense of CNN and you know, MSNBC and Fox are probably going to ignore this for the most part, but it will be streamed out there. So I'll be doing more reporting on this coming up and kind of looking deeper into that. But I do think that's a hopeful sign. Does that mean you should not build, you should not get organized, start growing your own food, start getting off big tech, start thinking of you know, food storage and things like that? Absolutely not. Just because, guys, just because you hear some good news, like, hey, Quebec said they're going to end their mandate for healthcare workers. Well, that's good. That's a positive thing. Let's celebrate that. Let's be thankful for that. But let's not assume that, okay, well, it's over now. Our fight's done. We don't have to do anything anymore. You know, the government, you know, these lawsuits are all going to work out, or the courts are going to take care of it. Guys, you can't count on the courts. I mean, there's just no other way around it. You can't count on the courts. You have to get beyond thinking that this system is here to support you. They create this system in this box, this game, when you're, and we're born into it. And there's a social contract. None of us ever sign, right? And they tell us that anything within this board game and within this paradigm that we created for you, you can do. So if that means you want to protest, you want to march, you want to rally, you want to try to storm the Capitol, you want to run for office, or even be apathetic, all those things are allowed within this paradigm that they've created. But if you try to say, you know what, we're not going to participate. We're going to create our own systems. We're going to create parallel structures. We're going to replace the courts. We're going to replace the entire idea of government with decentralization and local governance and community governance and these kinds of ideas. That's when they say you're crazy, right? But as long as you play their game, be apathetic, protest, march, rally, be violent, they know how to handle all those things. What they don't know how to handle is us taking our sovereignty back, our power, our strength back, and saying, you know what? I'm no longer going to participate in your systems. I am going to say no, thank you, and we're going to focus our energy on building something better. That's been the philosophy of agorism and counter-economics that I've been trying to promote for the last 10 years. Thankfully, now because of COVID, people recognize that there's value to getting outside of the system. People are realizing, holy crap, if I'm plugged into the system, I might not be able to get out of it later, right? Maybe the walls they've been talking about building are to keep me in. Maybe all these tools aren't serving me as great as I thought they might, right? So there's a lot of different ways to think about this. But for me, I've tried to focus for years on getting out of the systems, getting out of them, trying to be free from them. And that is part of what this strategy that we call the exit and build strategy that I first wrote about in my book, How to Opt Out of Technocratic State. And this is what has led to my thinking and launching this new webinar that I'm going to be doing with Miriam. Let me see if I can get this picture open up here. It's called Mexit, Why You Should Consider Exit and Building in Mexico. This is at theconsciousresistance.com/Mexit, M-E-X-I-T. So theconsciousresistance.com/M-E-X-I-T. It's going to be Saturday, November 20th, so a week from now, on at 1 p.m. Central, U.S. Standard Time. So November 20th. Next weekend, 1 p.m. Central, myself and Miriam will be discussing the benefits and the drawbacks of living in Mexico in the age of COVID-19, talking about things like PCR tests, injection mandates, and we're going to talk about why we believe Mexico is an option for those who are seeking freedom, privacy, and land in the face of this rising technocracy that we just talked about. All the things that we're talking about, you know, that we're seeing around the world, I believe Mexico is there's an opportunity right now. I don't think it's a perfect place for everybody, but for those who are looking for what it has to offer, I think it is a great idea. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about why Mexico is ripe for building a truth movement, how Mexico being behind, quote unquote, behind with some technology is an advantage, the history of rebellion against authorities in Mexico. We're going to talk about the details about a culture in Mexico, families and dealing with authorities, farming and land opportunities in Mexico, the biggest concerns and drawbacks about living in Mexico, how to connect with other like minds in the Mexico Freedom Cell Network, which has been growing, and resources for real estate, including attorneys and agents, and things of that sort. And, you know, some people like to go the real estate route. Others choose to just go out and talk to the locals and meet people. I definitely prefer that route myself when possible. Everybody's going to be coming at this from different places, different lifestyles, different concerns, and we're just trying to provide the information we have and let you guys decide what's best for you and your family and your community. So again, theconsciousresistance.com/Mexit, M-E-X-I-T, at the bottom of the page there, you can see this, register for the webinar, sign up, you'll get on the email list, and we'll be sending out the details, how to watch and everything in the coming days. And it will be available for free afterwards. People are asking, well, if I'm busy and I can't watch it live, will it be available? Yes, it will be available everywhere, like all of my content, but it will also be available at theconsciousresistance.com/Mexit the day after we rebroadcast. So that's happening very soon. And I think those of you out there who are trying to figure out what feels like home to you and maybe where you want to take your family might consider Mexico. Am I saying that, you know, you need to quote unquote run away to Mexico like some people like to frame it? I don't consider myself running away. I've chosen to live in Mexico because we love Mexico. And there's a lot of opportunity here, which I'll be talking about in the webinar. But this was our plan prior. COVID, all it did was just encourage us to accelerate our plans and say, you know what? Instead of waiting a couple years, let's accelerate our plans. Let's do it now. So if you're interested in land, you're interested in the growing Freedom Cell Network across Mexico, there are pockets of people, of communities popping up around the country. And I mean communities in the sense of people gathering, having meetings, meetups, community gatherings, et cetera, as well as people buying land together, people looking to buy land, people who are already here who have land, looking for more people. There's a lot happening right now. And we're going to put out as much of that information as possible and try to plug you guys into those networks. So those of you who choose to go that way can meet other like minds and can, you know, go the path you need to. I think that's the real solution, guys, because the other thing, the final point I'm going to make tonight as we wrap this video up, and thank you again, everybody who's here with me, is that we should not act like their plans, they being the predator class, the World Economic Forum, we should not act like their plans do not continue. They announced the Great Reset Initiative in June 2020. They released Klaus Schwab's book. For those of you who are watching on screen, you can see that gentleman right here. Well, about a month ago, they announced the next stage of the Great Reset. It's called the Great Narrative, and it's going on right now from October 11th and October 12th. It's probably ended about now, but I think tomorrow there's going to be some more talks. Klaus Schwab has been meeting again with world leaders, particularly world leaders from United Arab Emirates and elsewhere, about the Great Narrative. And I haven't even had a chance to catch up and watch this yet, but this is what they're saying. This is their next phase. So remember, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, these are their plans. They've talked about this openly now for a while. It's 2021, November 2021, almost 2022. The United Nations, when they met a couple weeks ago, they called this the decade of transformation. When they held their food summit and the COP26 climate change conference, they're calling this the decade of transformation, right? Before this was the decade of vaccines and the Gates trying to get that all around the world. Now we're in the decade of transformation as they push towards Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset, now the Great Narrative, right? These are things to remember. Even if you're in a place right now that feels calm, like Texas or Arizona or Florida or some country, even like Mexico, don't believe that these things are going to go away. If you've taken anything from the last year, recognize this is not about COVID-19. This is a larger agenda that is unfolding now under the guise of fighting COVID-19. And number two, that it's not going to go away. They're not done yet. They're just getting started. This is the decade of transformation. So either you stay in their system and you find out how easy it is to, you know, thrive within the smart city, technocratic, you'll own nothing and be happy world, or you, like us, move outside of their systems. And that doesn't necessarily mean you need to get on land. I think land is a smart thing because they want you to own nothing. So you need to get some land now and hold it. People say, oh, you really think you're going to be able to own land? They say you'll own nothing to be happy. Well, we're not going to submit. We're not going to comply. We're going to get land and we're going to defend it at all costs if necessary. So you can either stay in their system and do what you can, or you can get organized and get your shit together, save your family, fight for a better future, fight for the coming generations, honor your ancestors and the work that they've put in, and build a better future. That's what I'm aiming for, and I hope you guys will join in that. I have one more note to mention, guys. If anybody wants to reach out to me, those of you who do reach out to me, please do not reach out to me via Proton Mail anymore. I am reachable still at my email, derek@theconsciousresistance.com, but I'm no longer answering my Proton Mail email. For those of you who know the address, please do not email me there. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because some of you might remember we've done some stories on our network on Proton Mail. You can go to theconsciousresistance.com and search Proton Mail. And originally we had Ramiro Romani wrote this little piece here, Proton Mail is inherently secure, your emails are likely compromised. And we put that out and then Proton Mail responded and they had some, they were kind of upset. They said it wasn't accurate what we were saying. Then Ramiro and I did an interview discussing the details and I just sort of asked the questions. I was already sort of skeptical about Proton Mail because of that. And then recently it was brought to my attention that Proton Mail, this story right here, Proton Mail amends its policy after giving up an activist's data. The email service says it's unable to appeal a Swiss court's demand to log the IP address of a French climate change advocate. So basically, they handed over someone's data despite claiming they're about privacy. And this is, of course, the reality that email is inherently insecure and that all we really have is how much we trust these companies to not comply when the courts come. And most people are going to buckle, even in a place like Switzerland, where we're told that the servers were protected and, you know, things like that. It says news broke that the anonymous email service Proton Mail turned over a French climate activist's IP address and browser fingerprint to Swiss authorities. The move seemed to contradict the company's own privacy-focused policies, which as recently as last week stated, quote, by default, we do not keep any IP logs which can be linked to your anonymous email account. After providing the activist metadata to the Swiss authorities, Proton Mail removed the section that had promised no IP logs, replacing it with a statement saying, quote, Proton Mail is an email that respects privacy and puts people, not advertisers, first. So they totally changed it and now no longer claim to... They say they respect privacy, but they totally got rid of saying we don't keep IP logs that can be linked to your account. And so Proton Mail's original policy simply said that the service does not keep IP logs by default. However, as a Swiss company, Proton Mail was obliged to comply with the Swiss court's demands that it begin logging IP address and browser fingerprint information for a particular Proton Mail account. So essentially, again, they were forced to comply, and you know, this article offers some good ideas. There's only so much an email service can encrypt. Again, email is just by its nature not inherently secure. I do recommend as an alternative, not saying it's perfect either, but cTemplar. cTemplar, for those who are familiar or have heard of it, cTemplar.com as an alternative. But again, email is inherently insecure. If you're trying to use messaging services, I recommend status.im. Session is good. Status or session, I don't recommend Signal. And also the XMPP protocol. But if you want all sorts of information about technology and things like this, alternatives, I recommend going to Ramiro's website, which is takebackourtech.org. Takebackourtech.org. He's got guides on how to get off of big tech, how to switch over your computer, switch over your phones. I've got one of his privacy phones now, and I think this is the real solution that we need to really consider. So don't, you know, fight in the garden, fight by getting your kids out of their school, fight by promoting and using alternative currencies, but also we got to get away from the big tech tools. The computer I'm broadcasting to you guys on today has finally been switched over to Linux. I have no more Microsoft on my computer. The only smartphone I have is the Above phone, abovephone.com, a de-Googled privacy phone that doesn't have any Google or Apple or anything on it. And honestly, it feels great. It's just a little bit of a learning curve, and it's totally possible, guys. So check out takebackourtech.org, because if we see the technocracy coming and we continue to play with their toys and use their tools because it's convenient, or I got all my stuff on Google, or all my stuff is on Apple Podcasts, it's so much convenience and easy. It's too hard to switch. If you can't even switch from Google or Apple, I don't know if you're going to make it through the Great Reset, guys. If you're not even willing to grow some food, plant some seeds, take a little bit of extra time out of your day to work for your family, to learn a new skill, to learn more about permaculture, to research homeschooling, to get your kids out of those horrible propaganda institutions, then I don't know how far you're going to make it with what we're facing, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just now getting fun, and things are going to get even more intense. So I plan to be in a place where I'm not in a mindset of scarcity, and I can help as many people as possible. To do that, I need to get some land. I need to develop more skills. I need to put the money I have into real assets and help other people in the process. And that's what we're doing. So if you want to be a part of that, my friends, please continue to support however you can. Follow at theconsciousresistance.com. You can find all the social media channels that I'm on. I'm on Rockfin, I'm on Float, I'm on Minds, I'm on Hive, I'm on Odyssey, BitChute, still on Patreon, I'm on Spotify, I'm on DLive, and you can find my Telegram channels, The Conscious Resistance, and Derek Bros' Daily News. Guys, thank you so much for listening tonight. I do appreciate it. I hope that you guys will stay tuned. I've got several interviews coming up this month. Now that I'm back home, I'm going to be interviewing Christian Westbrook this month, Pam Popper, Ben Swan, and some other people I can't even think of right now. And I'm going to be getting interviewed myself. I'm excited to be back home, back in my home studio, my home office, working and getting important information to you guys. Stay tuned for the final episode of the Pyramid of Power Season 2 coming up. And if you haven't watched Season 1 or Season 2, check out thepyramidofpower.net. Thepyramidofpower.net. Until next time, guys, thank you so much for watching. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea